On this episode of the Virtual Horizon podcast, we'll journey to the French Riviera and the 2017 Nutanix.next EU conference. We'll be joined by Angelo Luciani, community evangelist for Nutanix, to discuss blogging and the Virtual Design Master competition.
So welcome to another edition of the Virtual Horizon podcast. We're coming to you from the Nutanix.next conference in Nice, France. Joining me on this episode of the podcast is Angelo Luciani. If you don't know Angelo, you probably should, because he's everywhere. So Angelo, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Well, first, thanks for the kind words, Sean. I really appreciate that. and thanks for coming to .next. In Nice. For those that don't know, I'm Angelo Luciani. I'm a community evangelist for Nutanix. I help run a lot of the online community sites that we have, and as well as a lot of the offsite user groups, etc. So,
all right. So, Angelo, as a community manager, why don't you tell us a little bit about what that's like? You know, you run the NTC program. Right. You're very involved in the community. What kind of things do you work with on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, it's a great job because of the variety. I get to really connect dots for people, and I really enjoy that. And what I mean by that is, you know, folks are always looking for information, looking for help, or looking to connect with someone. And I feel like I'm that middle person that can make that happen. So I do a lot of that day-to-day.
Okay. So how did you get started in the community?
Wow, that goes back quite a while. So I actually started with VMware user groups.
Okay.
I was the Toronto VMUG leader, and I started that in 2010.
Okay.
And from there, it just grew. So going to VMworld, connecting with other leaders, then blogging, connecting with other bloggers, and it sort of mushroomed from there. And now I'm starting to see myself sort of expand into other conferences, if you will, or groups. So AWS type, you know, folks, Google type folks, things like that. So yeah.
All right. So how has the community evolved since you got started with VMUG back in 2010?
Yeah. So it's interesting because I see a lot more bloggers. Mm-hmm. And with that, I see a lot more people doing video, a lot more people doing podcasts, folks looking for ways to generate content, right, in a variety of ways. Where when back in, you know, 2010 or 08, it was more just like connecting individually with folks and talking about community type stuff around the technology, etc. But yeah, now it's just, you know, with social media, it's just mushroomed into a bunch of different ways to sort of generate content.
Okay. So, you know, you mentioned bloggers, and we had a good conversation about this the other night about, you know, how blogging has changed in the community. How has blogging changed since 2010?
How has blogging changed since 2010? I think folks have a lot more options.
Okay.
And when blogging, you know, you might have a video blog, for instance. You might do a podcast, right? And you might do it. You might do your blogging on LinkedIn, for instance. I personally like having a home base, my own kind of site that I kind of own, and from there kind of share out and get the message out. But yeah, folks, and then with all these new social media tools like Snapchat, etc., folks are really starting to leverage a lot of the newer formats to get material out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is like, you know, it's either short form or long form. Mm-hmm. I don't really see a middle ground there, and I think both are good, right? I think short form for that quick hit of information, And then long form if you want to go into a deeper talk on a particular topic.
Okay. So where do you tend to see short form versus long form? Do you see a lot more, you know, long form videos or written?
Right.
Where's that divide?
You know? Yeah. I think depending on the audience you're trying to publish to, let's say. For instance, YouTube, I find 3 to 5 minutes, good short form video tends to keep people's attention, potentially go up to maybe 10 minutes. Long form, I see a lot in written blogs. Mm-hmm. I think long form writing is almost like a lost art, so to speak, because mm-hmm. you really got to keep folks' attention throughout the blog. But yeah, that's the kind of ranges that I'm kind of seeing. And then there's podcasts, which, you know, they say ideally it should be 20, 30 minutes. And that's what I'm seeing, that kind of range.
Okay. So how would somebody get involved in the community generating content? What advice would you have for them? How would you tell them to get started?
Yeah, good question, Sean, because I know a lot of people that don't have blogs, that want a blog, but they come up with the typical, not excuse, that's not the right word, but the typical answer is, well, Sean's already written about it, you know, why should I write about it? Or I don't know what to write about. And there's a variety of ways to generate ideas for your blogs. One in particular that I stress to folks is to mine online forums. You know, people are always posting in forums, you know, how do you do XYZ, or I have this challenge with ABC. That's a great opportunity to write a blog post like 3 ways to solve ABC, or things I've seen when dealing with ABC. There's a ton of blog ideas in online forums, and I think that's sometimes overlooked because folks are trying to come up with that kind of unique mm-hmm. content. But at least this way, you know that this is what folks are asking for help on, and you know at least that, you know, typically you'll see like views. Oh, that particular topic on the forum has been viewed like 1,200 times, and at least you'll know that hey, people are looking for this content. And whether you decide to do it in a written format or video format or video on your blog, that's where you one technique you can use to find content.
All right, so you know you mentioned that point about I don't want to write about this because somebody's already done that. You know Chris Wall already wrote this blog about PowerShell. Why should I retread his steps? You know, what would you say to people who've solved that same problem but in a different way?
Yeah, I think the key to that is everyone has a different voice mm-hmm. and a different perspective. And you may come to the same outcome, you know, solving that problem, but you may have taken a different pathway to get there. Or you may have taken the same pathway, but you just can elaborate on the different on the points a little differently than what's been previously written. So one thing I try to tell folks is, you know, don't be discouraged by someone else already writing something. You know, put your voice on it and just go ahead and write it, because I'm sure it will help someone.
Okay. And what advice would you give to people, you know, who start blogging or podcasting and then after a couple of posts kind of fall off? What advice do you give them to keep them engaged?
Yeah, a couple things there, I think. One is try not to, I think the saying is try not to boil the ocean. Mm-hmm. I know folks tend to get excited initially when they start their blog, and they may push out, you know, 2 or 3 posts in a day. You know, that's an extreme case. And then sort of exhaust any ideas they have for the rest of the week. You know, just pace yourself, really, you know. Whether it's once a week, once every other week, or once a month. Just get into the habit of writing and get into the habit of posting. And I think over time, you'll see that you'll build consistency. Mm-hmm. And over time, you'll build that habit. And next thing you know, you'll look back and a year is gone and you've published over 52 posts. Yeah. You know, that's a post a week. It's really just putting in the time to build those habits and behaviors to get the blogs out is really, really important.
Okay, so shifting topics here, let's talk a little bit about Virtual Design Master for a minute.
Right.
So what is Virtual Design Master and how did it begin?
Virtual Design Master is a online IT design challenge. We have folks that from around the world that participate in it. And basically you can think of it as, I like to say, a VCDX Defense meets The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
So each week folks compete on design challenges. And unfortunately each week someone doesn't get to proceed to the next round. Let me put it to you that way.
Someone gets chopped.
Yeah, well, I didn't, I was gonna, that's a good way of putting it, yeah. So, yeah, and until we ultimately get to a winner. But it was an idea that Eric and I discussed.
And by Eric, you mean Eric Wright
Eric
of
Wright.
Turbonomic.
Right, 5 years ago, believe it or not. And we put this crazy concept out there, and lucky for us, VMIS 33 Melissa Wright was actually saw a tweet, got involved in the program, submitted a design challenge, because at early on we actually were accepting design challenges from the community to challenge these folks with. So she submitted a design challenge, had a great story with it. We looked at each other and said, hey, this is awesome, and thought, why don't we reach out to Melissa and see if she wants to be part of this as well. So she said yes, lucky for us. She came on board, and the three of us, for the last 5 years, have been putting on this 4 to 5 week challenge,
mm-hmm.
Just before VMworld each year. It's been great to see people go through it, and also how it's actually helped people develop their own skills. A lot of folks, after competing in it, whether you win it or you don't, just competing in it, I see from the outside sort of how folks have grown and how it's opened up different avenues for them,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's deciding to go on and become a VCDX or exploring a particular technology, you know, for something around automation like Puppet or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, going a little deeper into that. It's just great to see how everyone has just excelled, and not only that, but also given back to the community. That really is the goal for Virtual Design Master, all about giving back and helping folks develop their skills, up-level their skills, and help them find their place.
Cool. And I've noticed over the last couple of years, it's gone from being a virtualization design challenge to being cloud. So, you know, how has that evolution come about?
Yeah, so we've tried to stay relevant, you know, as we kind of see the market changing, as cloud is becoming more prominent, we've tried to ride that wave as well. That's also part of keeping folks interested,
mm-hmm.
in the Virtual Design Master competition, and the viewers, you know, because a lot of the technology that we deal with, we want it to be relevant to people today. And we want them to be able to apply, you know, those concepts today. So we really tried our best to stay relevant.
Okay. So Angelo, closing question is, you know, what has been your favorite thing that you saw this week in Nice?
Oh, wow. Nice one. Well, without question, it's really, for me, and I hope this doesn't sound sort of cliche, but for me it was really getting to see the community here in Europe, up close and personal. Last year we were in Vienna. I got to see a lot of folks there, but just getting to reconnect with them here this year, that really means a lot to me, getting FaceTime with people, chatting with them, because we do a lot of our, so with the NTCs, the technology champs, we do a lot of our work through Slack, through WebEx,
mm-hmm.
etc. But being here, being able to really engage with folks, sitting down with folks, that really means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is what's really important to me here.
Okay. By the time this is actually published, you know, the next location for .next.eu will have been announced. Can we? No.
I have no idea where it is.
Okay.
Let's keep it in the pot. I have no idea where it is. We'll have to.
I'll add that to the end.
Show notes.
Yeah, show notes.
But good try.
Hey, I just want to book my airfare early next year, especially if it's, you know, someplace nice and warm in Southern Europe. So.
Right, right.
All right, so Angelo, where can people find you online?
Yeah, so I encourage folks to check me out on Twitter, at Angelo Luciani. Also at my blog, virtuwise.com. And if folks are interested, check out the Nutanix online community at next.nutanix.com.
All right, Angelo. Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast today. And we hope you have a safe trip home.
You too. Thanks, Sean.
Wooter was getting pictures of us. He's hiding now. So we could tweet him.